Hello everyone, welcome to the Chris Ward Podcast mini bite-sized episodes. These are going to be no longer than 5 minutes long, and these are hopefully going to give you insightful information and little bits of knowledge bombs, just if you are on the go or if you have a really short attention span. Sometimes I do in podcasts, I've got to really pay attention, but typically no longer than 5 minutes. So I've called this one, Three Myths About Nutrition, and it's just going to be my favourite three myths about nutrition and, well, in context, fat loss as well. So, myth number one is eating more frequent meals boosts your metabolism. Quote unquote boosts. So, there was a study done in 2010, Cameron et al. He concludes that meal frequency does not promote greater weight loss. And this is made very common. I used to believe this as well. That's why it's one of my favorite ones, is because I used to believe this during my younger losing weight up to 6 stone fat loss days. I used to believe if I eat like regularly, it stokes the metabolism, so to speak. This was long before I knew anything about being a personal trainer or a nutrition coach or a nutritionist. So don't come at me. Anything before that. So myth number one is eating frequent meals boosts metabolism. It doesn't matter how many meals a day you eat. It's, you know, total calories and total protein is what we should go off. That's number one. Number two is sugar is addictive. This is my favorite. This myth became prevalent because there was a study done in mice where the subject was exposed to both cocaine and glucose solution. And despite the mice choosing the glucose solution, which is obviously fucking obvious, it's food. Then everyone concluded that, you know, sugar is more addictive than fucking cocaine, which is absurd because you don't see no one with a bag of Tate and Lyle in the fucking supermarkets just spoonfuling it, right? You can't compare drugs with fucking sugar, okay? And it's not sugar that's we think is addictive. It's the foods that contain what's called highly palatable foods. So sugar, when it's paired with fats and salt, when, you know, delicious fucking foods. This is what we consider to be addictive. It's not the sugar, but it's the foods that are high in sugar and fat and ultra processed as well. That's what we get quote unquote addicted to. And number three, faster cardio accelerates weight loss. Faster cardio does not increase weight loss. It increases what's called fat oxidation. This is just a fancy ass fucking term for what substrate you use when training. That's it. It does not equate fat loss. Let me repeat that again. Fat oxidation does not equal fat loss. Okay? So with these, again, this myth became more prevalent by, you know, bodybuilders in the gym bros looking ultra fucking lean in great shape with, you know, shredded as fuck abs and lean arms and lean legs, but they're seen walking up treadmills and they're telling everyone, oh yeah, faster cardio, I do it every day, blah, blah, blah. But in reality, they're sipping their BCAAs in the morning when they're doing their faster cardio, and little do they know, that has calories in it, so technically they're not fasted. Fasted, it's completely nothing. But some people's preference are training fasted. If your preference is to train fasted, that's not a problem. You can still do that. Just know it's not a magical solution to losing more body fat. So, ladies and gents, that is my three myths for now and a mini episode for you. I hope you have a good day today, wherever you're doing. And yeah, smash it, guys. Well, then, see you soon.